Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Mrs. Lincoln's Rival by Jennifer Cheverini, narrated by Christina Moore.
Prologue, March 28, 1861. On the occasion of President Lincoln's first state dinner, carriages, carts, and hundreds of men on foot crowded the circular drive in front of the White House nearly all the way to Lafayette Square. Kate Chase studied the scene through the window of her father's carriage, forgetting, for the moment, her misgivings that she was attending the event as a guest rather than the hostess. The crush of people forced their horses to slow to a walk long before they reached the bronze statue of Thomas Jefferson in the center of the driveway, and the tall white columns of the front portico suddenly seemed to be an interminable distance away. "Father," Kate said, touching his hand where it rested on the black leather seat between them, "didn't you say that the president and his wife had invited only cabinet members, a few dignitaries, and their wives to tonight's dinner?"
"Wives or daughters, as the case may be."
"Or daughters," amended Kate, smiling. "I ask because if the size of this crowd is any indication, it would seem that either you were misinformed, or the vast population of Washington City was."
"I trust I didn't misunderstand the president's invitation," her father replied. "No, my dear Katie, what you see before you is the capital's most persistent plague, patronage seekers. They know they won't be allowed past the doorman tonight, but that won't stop them from clutching at the sleeves and pleading in the ears of any unfortunate official whom they can accost on the way to the door." Kate lowered her voice to...